Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, October 17th, 2011. Is it just me hearing a radio or something?
No, it's...
Here we go. Sorry about that. It was feedback. There we go. Monitor. First item on the agenda is to review the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. Items 3A through 4C. Vice Mayor.
Mayor, can we remove 3A from the consent agenda, please?
Okay. 3A is off the consent agenda.
Sorry, that was on the
stage. Yes, it was.
Kind of a big decision to put on a consent agenda. We have some talking to do.
We have to review the investigative report.
That's true. 4D through 4I. Well, first of all, I apologize. I'd like to excuse Councilman McGlover, who's unable to be with us this evening. So.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Items 5A through 5E. Five F through 6A, Councilmember Higgins.
Item 5G, Mayor. We discussed this on Thursday, and the best of my knowledge, I do not recall giving any direction as a council to remove the chilled water supply going to 5155 East Main Street. The council report that was updated with the date of today, which I didn't notice until an hour ago, says, quote, upon execution of the contract, the removal of 5155. Right. So,
well, I apologize. I mean, in the discussion we had Thursday, we took a pretty clear direction that the council, from the discussion that was had, is that you wanted us to remove it until we had a further discussion about the future use of that building.
My understanding after the great, where's engineering? Come on, guys, come forward. You can't just sit there. The question I recall the answer to was, if they are stubbed out and we decide to flatten whatever buildings are there, the stubs are there for the next building, right, easy to be used. But if we decide someday to bring chilled water, a totally different price structure. I mean, it's much cheaper to do it now than to do it later.
I think that's where the one question is. The question I think we left with is, how much is it going to cost to stub it out? Because I don't think we got those numbers during the meeting.
Yeah, and I don't think we had time to get through now and then. And I think that this consensus was the chilled water plant is on that side of the street. So to bring, if we have to run it again, the line already runs by there. And I guess the concern was saying we're stubbing it out. We don't know where the future footprint of that building might be, if there's going to be a building there. So I think the infrastructure is there. I don't know that the incremental cost of doing it again, that was our dilemma, right? Is we're not sure what the future of that building is, and so we assumed its current footprint and capacity. Obviously, we have some people that continue to use it. At some point, the age of the current HVA system will need to be replaced. For us, this was the logical replacement. I think there was discussion is we really need to sit down and talk about what is the future of that facility before we make this significant commitment, because if that facility, and I don't know what the answer is, I don't know if it's going to be that building, is it going to be another building in that spot but raised in different dimensions, and I don't know if they would be expanded, I don't know what those would be, and so there was just a lot of questions that I think we are left with, and we took the direction was, well, let's wait until we understand better what the footprint of the building is going to be before we make this commitment.
Just to continue on, that may have been, but I guess I would have thought the whole thing would have been pulled and we'd look at it all together as a package.
Well, no, this building needs that system because we know that this, wrong building. The building across the street, sorry. The Municipal Plaza definitely needs to, we need to make the plans now in anticipation that HVA system is near its useful life, and so we need to go ahead and bring, and that's where the majority of cost, I believe, is. Thanks, Rob. Is bringing that system to the Municipal Plaza.
Yeah, this was just, it was passing by, this so passing let's just by. Take
no, no, Rob, the one stop. Is there anything else to add to that? Am I missing anything? Or
well, I'm Rob Kerr.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think you're right on track there. We did contact our contractor after the discussion last, and $36,000 would be the credit out of the $380,000. So the vast majority of the work is to get the city building connected.
Over 90%. Councilman Kavanaugh?
Well, I guess, again, I know that Councilmember Richens asked some very intense questions mm-hmm. on this issue the other day, but I did not hear the rest of the council give direction to take that out of the works. I think that may be what it was perceived, but if you go back and look at the record of the meeting, we asked for more information. And so I think maybe there was some miscommunication there.
I heard that part, but I also heard the part where I said, we'll pull it out and then get more. But listen,
The reason I say this is that, you know, again, we're part of this ongoing project with economic development, which has various educational institutions looking at buildings, and that building is one of the buildings that is in play and being marketed to those sure. institutions. And if the chilled water system is available to it, that makes it a more valuable asset. The other issue is that I know that we've also been in contact with the Mesa Historical Museum about that building as a possible potential site or permanent site for the play ball exhibit. And our staff, city staff, has also discussed with that entity, again, the advantage of having the chilled water system to that site. And so I think I'm concerned, I just don't want to give mixed messages to other entities who might have an interest in using the building, particularly if the chilled water is part of it. And so that's just where I was coming from. But I don't recall us really specifically saying, no, we don't want to do it. There were very good questions that Councilmember Richens raised about long-term use of that building with either replacing the current air conditioners that are there or using the chilled water. But that's where I was surprised as well when I saw the report.
Councilmember Richens.
Yeah, it seems to me that and we did ask for the cost. We want to know what the cost was before we went forward to it. The chilled water runs right through that site. So
we didn't get that information during the meeting.
Yeah, it's not a complicated issue to tap into the chilled water at some time. But for $37,000, you could replace every air conditioner for another 15, 20 years on that entire building. So with conventional air conditioning. That notwithstanding, that building is not even close to being in keeping with our Main Street area plan. Not even close. It doesn't approach anything we've talked about of the vision we want to see along light rail. It's right by a rail station, and you want to maintain single-story density by investing another $37,000 now. I think it's just good money after bad. You know, I understand that a lot of people have looked at it. I've heard that story for about probably 7 years now, that people have been interested in that building. I've yet to see a deal get done there. So if you got a deal, bring it, put it on the table, and I'll change my mind. I'll work with you getting something done. But right now, it's just a lot of talk, and we're talking about $37,000 to put it into this building of the general fund that I just don't think it's an appropriate expenditure at this time. And it has, especially when that building has nothing to do with the Main Street area plan. It is a single-story density at a key site in this city. And if you want to see, we want to see something, I think, a lot more spectacular in our Main Street corridor right next to our rail station than that building. Thanks.
The question I have is regardless of what we do with that building, eventually we want it to hook up to the chilled system, correct?
If there's another building there.
The only use that would not require the chilled system would be a vacant lot.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, if we keep the current building or if we build a new building, we're going to need the chilled system. Now, I get about knowing where to stub in and all that, but the question is what's the trade-off? Because I think Dave brings up some really good points, but what I have is, if eventually we're going to run chilled system there anyway, what would we really save by not doing this now? And I think he raised a good point about putting on the air conditioners. What is the status of the air conditioning system right now? I know I went in there the other day and the status was not very good. It seemed to be struggling to keep the one place cool. So I don't know. What is the status now? Was this just born out of convenience, or is there a real need? And if we don't put in the chilled, are we going to have to go with what Councilmember Richens proposed? We're going to have to be replacing units.
Yeah, I wasn't here, you know, when a lot of the preliminary work was done, but my understanding is that the existing system is pretty poor on its last legs. And so that's why Facilities came forward with this request to do this tie-in, because of the system that was coming across the street.
So if they tied in and they retrofitted to have the chilled water go through that, Is that included in the...
Well, what's the additional cost for the equipment to actually cool the building?
Well, that's the question.
No, so I understand, Robin, correct me if I'm wrong. So I think the point is that as this building, that would, if the $36,000 is finishing it out so that it can be chilled, it can be air conditioned with the chilled water supply.
Right.
Okay. So, and I think everybody, I don't think we need to get too concerned. The question I have really is this: if we defer making that the decision today, one of two things are going to happen. If the HVA system currently there fails and it has to be replaced, you know, we will need to have air conditioning there. We have people using that space, and we are marketing that space. We'll have to replace it. When we go today, when we're marketing that place, marketing that location for economic development, we assume today in our cost for making it suitable to lease is a replacement of the current HVA
system. And once the line's in there, we'll be able to do that.
So, but the question is, do we want to spend the $36,000, which would bring the piping into the building
right,
and through the system, or do we wait until we know maybe the longer-term vision of the building? And I don't know, I think the fact that we're already bringing all the infrastructure right next to the building doesn't preclude us from being able to address that later. And maybe then we either, one, we have to do it because the HVAC system has collapsed on the current one, or two, we have a long-term plan, we know what the building's going to be.
But it's going to be available, we can still make the promise.
I don't know that, I think the concern was, is if we spent the money under this project, and then a decision's made later, and I don't know what, that we are going to level the building and either not rebuild it or do something else, did we lose some of this investment? And that's the hard question to know. And so maybe that was, that's how I took the tenor of the conversation is, maybe it's not, we're never going to do it or we're never going to have the building as it is, but let's defer it until we have a better sense of what the long-term possibility is. But I agree with Councilmember Kavanaugh completely. We want to market this as a good opportunity, not as, well, we don't have any, chilled air. And whether that's, I think the possibility, we would always say, hey, listen, we have the chilled water system, and so actually we can hook you on, and you're right next to it.
We will hook you on.
We'll hook you on, and so that would be a positive, I think, at the end of the day. So I don't want to get too hung up on thinking this is kind of a, I think we would have the option to come back later, obviously,
absolutely,
and hook it up if it gives the council some comfort, at least it's an opportunity to kind of let us kind of play through to see what becomes of some longer-term plans for the building. But I don't want anybody to feel like we're precluding it by not
adding cages in 6 weeks. We can pull off adding the chilled water line later in a short period of time.
The incremental cost of going back and adding this in, you're already going to have the stub line, the main line there.
Right. It's, well, this says, that's why I think most of the $36,000,
I think it's on site part, is
probably inside most, I don't know, it's all in the building, but they're probably majority of it.
The tie-in, the valve.
Yeah, you got tie-in, you got valves, you got multiple units, you got air handlers, because all you got to do is get into the system, get to the air handlers. So.
So we're talking two things here. You're talking $36,000 is for a complete air handling system for the building.
No,
you're not. No, you're just talking bringing water to the site,
into the building, right?
Dumping it out there,
right?
And then whatever happens from there is going to be in addition,
right?
And that stub that we bring for a one-story building could put a 12-story apartment complex. Oh, it's got a size limitation, right?
Yes.
But I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
If you build a new building, you could do something else.
Yeah.
If the stub is there, you can supply.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, if someone comes in right now today and asks what the future use is, and they ask, is there chilled water available, whether we do this or not, we'll be able to say yes.
Yes.
It will be part of the building.
And the environmental footprint of a chilled water supply as opposed to conventional HVAC systems? Any clue?
One of the reasons we like the chilled water, it makes sense when you have a lot of large facilities that have a need for this service that are in a fairly close proximate area, allows us to create a more efficient use. There is some, and we've invested a lot of the infrastructure today, and what it allows for, it sustains itself over a much longer term. You're not replacing, like Councilman Richards was suggesting, you might replace the traditional HVCA system every 15 years or so. And what this is a long-term, life of the building type solution.
And nobody's arguing that, I don't think.
The reason we do it is because it's more efficient.
Right.
If it weren't more efficient, we wouldn't be changing chilled water.
That's right.
So we do it because it's more efficient.
And it makes
the question is this, is it worth the investment right now? It has nothing to do with whether this will be available, whether we will be willing to offer it. No, the trunk line's going to go by there. We're going to put a trunk line in regardless of what we do at 5155. The question is, do we extend it right now before we have a really good idea as to what we're going to use that for? Because if we decide in 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, we can always go back. And the incremental cost, I don't believe, of coming in and tying into that trunk line has got to be minimal because...
Fairly small. Yes, yeah. You're right. You lose the economy of scale. You would have a remobilization, but it wouldn't be high dollar, I don't think.
Well, my feeling is that if you're putting this system in, it's probably because there's substantial upgrades to the building happening.
Yes.
And so the remobilization even would be lost in the fact isn't an incremental cost because you're already bringing people in there to redo roof and all that. If you kept 5155. Of course, if you're building a new building, then it's totally irrelevant because you're building a new building.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, Vice Mayor.
Just a question on time. Does this have to be done today? What's the time constraint? Because, I mean, we're council member for District 4 isn't able to attend today, unfortunately. I'd kind of like to get his input. And unfortunately, I don't have the benefit of the conversation on Thursday because I was out of town. So, I mean, if possible, I would like to hear, there's some question on the numbers. What that incremental cost might be, what the health of the current AC system is, what some of the costs for hooking the various
options. Ahead with what's presented and then
add on. If we want to add back the other components.
Yeah, if we do it within a certain time, I'm assuming that we would do it without. It's a credit right now.
Right.
So we can do it.
It's not like an add-on.
Right.
So could we talk about it Thursday if we have the time?
Councilmember Higgins?
No, I'm waiting for the Vice Mayor to complete his question.
So move forward with this component of it, and then on Thursday we can decide whether we want to add.
Yeah, because I think we're all in agreement this moves forward, that we're going to put this one in. It's just a question.
There's not a question about doing this component. It's whether we need to add 5155 or not.
Or leave it in or not. Yeah, Council.
Yeah, I'd rather do it all as a package. I don't know. I just feel more comfortable. We reviewed it as a package the other day. We took something out with not really clear direction of, because we really didn't want it taken out, and now we're going to move ahead like it's taken out, and that was never the intent. So the intent was to get more information, make a good decision, but it mistakenly was taken out, and now we're moving ahead like that's what we wanted, and that wasn't the intent, and so I don't feel comfortable with that.
You're talking to him, and here's the one you need to convince.
I really think the conversation is about what's the plan for that building in particular. We need to really refine what we're trying to do. And I know that economic development is out trying to market that building, and I appreciate that they've been. But to me, that building is completely underwhelming for the location that it's sitting in. And I'm just trying to think ahead a little bit about whether or not that is going to be the footprint that we're going to want. And I'm just sensing that it's not. But, all I'm asking for is that we not throw good money after bad and that we get together for a little bit longer-term vision about what we're trying to
do. Let me ask, are there any time restraints or anything on this as far as delaying this?
Bids are good for 60 days.
Okay, so if we come back in 2 weeks, why don't you get the information that you have?
Just to be clear now.
Yeah.
Based on what you have in the memo, what additional information is being requested?
I've got a couple. I didn't have the benefit of the conversation either. You know, cutting the street, how imminent is a possible user? I'm reading between the lines, and maybe some folks think that there's more of an intimate or, you know, possibility of a user sooner than later than some might think. And so the mechanics of cutting that street and when and where. I thought he said it was located on the city side and it goes across, right?
It's behind the Art Center.
Behind the Art Center.
Oh, it's behind the Art Center coming the other way.
The street's going to be cut because the main line is going from the behind the Art Center building.
I know.
To City Plaza.
And that shows how much I don't know about it, so I appreciate getting a little bit of
continuous. Okay, come back in our next study session, which I don't think is Thursday, so it'll be the...
Please.
I thought we didn't have a quorum for Thursday.
That's 2 weeks.
Okay. Come back Thursday with just a little bit more of that because we had two council members that weren't here on.
And just one other thing. Yes. Yeah. What else? The other question would be the incremental cost of putting the line in and then coming back later and stubbing it out for a building. That's what I heard someone ask.
Right.
And that's what I would like.
Well, it's not incremental cost.
The incremental cost.
Well, you're running the pipe underground past from the Art Center north on Main to get to City Plaza. You're telling me that we can come back at any time and hook into that line for the building. You're saying I can hook into that line going under the street if I decide to want it for a building at 5155 West Main.
What's the cost versus doing it now or doing it later?
So that's what I understood.
That's different than the $36,000?
Good job.
That's my understanding. That's what I'm asking.
No, the idea is the 36...
Remobilization is what she's asking.
Yeah, what happens now? We don't want to do it today, but we want to do it a year or a year.
No, I think what we're hearing is that right now you said the $36,000 takes it into the building, right?
Right.
What I think we're hearing is, what if you don't take it into the building, but you just stub? Is that what you're asking?
That's one question. Perfect.
Well, and then what's the difference? What's the difference between just leaving it the way it is? Because if you don't put it in, then you're not going to put it in, and you're just going to wait till the next contract comes on, and it'll be what it is.
Well, I don't know those things. That's what I'm asking.
But you can't tell what that is because you don't know what would cause someone to come in. Is it a remodel of 5155? If it's a remodel, then you're just going to hook into the system, and you don't know what that cost is going to be because you don't know how extensive the remodel is going to be.
Oh, no,
and remobilization won't be a factor at that point in time. If it's a new building, then it's embedded in the cost of just the new building. Or the third scenario is we go down the road 6 months and we said, you know what, we really do need chilled water in here. And then we go back and then you have the remobilization and you have 5155 is the same building with now just chilled water. That's the third option.
Yes. Great. Those are all easy questions.
I actually just have a couple of specific pieces of information that would be helpful. The age of the current units, how many units we have, how many SEER they are, what ton are they? And then what's the additional cost to putting the air handling equipment in after the $36,000 is spent on stub out? So to how much does it cost us to stay with conventional air conditioning? How much will it cost us to do a project?
Well, why would you stay with conventional air conditioning? Because if you're going to make that kind of investment, I just assume
I agree. But we're trying to understand the age and the cost and so have the information, and that's not in the staff report. So.
I think the age of we estimate it's approximately 15 years old in the memo. And then we estimate, I think, that the cost savings of the monthly bill for the current utility bill is that's why we recommended going with this system.
Okay.
If we're going to have a air conditioning there, we're going to recommend, if we're going to have a facility there that needs air conditioning, we're going to recommend chilled water.
Throw some numbers behind it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The extra cost of the air handling equipment to tie into once the stub out is in the building, what's the additional cost to cool to have the equipment to cool the entire building? Do you understand?
Hmm.
You furrowed your brow.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what is not included in the $36,000 is what you're looking for.
Right? Yeah,
because how it's being characterized is it's a pipe that comes in the building from the chilled water line. That's what I'm picturing in my mind. Is just a simple pipe.
How long is this pipe? I'm wondering how this pipe costs 30, but we'll talk about that. It's just a pipe going in. I'm losing something here.
Yeah, some valves.
That's a real expensive valve.
Yeah,
okay, let's get that next Thursday.
Right.
Okay, when
5G
you when you have that, if you just bring that information back to us. Thank you.
So 5G's off.
So 5G's off. 5G's removed. Anything else on this page? Sure. We got three or four other things we can... I think we have another one here for $6,384. We can.
Yeah, about that, Mayor.
Okay, next page, items 6B through 6G. through 8C, I would like to remove 7A through 7D, and we will handle those unless there is an objection from the council as a single item for discussion and voting purposes, since they're also interrelated. Any objection to that? Okay. So 7A and 7 through 7D will be off the consent agenda, but will be handled as a single item. 8A through 8C?
Yeah.
And 8D through 9A? Okay. All right. Any reports people need to make? Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I had the privilege of attending Valdez Rose United Methodist Church, opening of this huge new warehouse that they have built right next to their property on Main Street. And it's kind of one of their mission projects where they do these large rummage sales so that people can come in and get things they need at a discounted rate. So it's very cool, and it was very fun to see all the United Methodist women out in force on something they all work together trying to build a better Mesa. It was very cool.
Thank you. Anything else? I had the opportunity to attend a Desert Heritage Church on North Horn Sunday for their services and thank them for their hospitality and for the great brownies that I got to buy. It was good. So thank you so very much for Desert Heritage. Yes.
And I think we were in Salt Lake.
And several of us went to Salt Lake. The primary purpose in going to Salt Lake was it was a mag trip to review the track system in Salt Lake, which is their light rail. And the primary reason we were interested was a couple. They did a couple of traffic control devices with their light rail we wanted to look at, and also primarily how they ran their light rail through their downtown, because they had a very unique and interesting design, several design features that they utilized in running their light rail through their commercial area, which we have, are very interested in and are promoting with Metro, that we integrate our light rail design more closely with the feeling of downtown. And Salt Lake was a great place to look and see how they did it. And so we had a good time talking with Metro officials that were on the trip also, and talking about how we would how that might fit and work in our downtown and along the length, some of the ideas. So it's a good trip. Vice Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. After getting off a rather long travel day on Friday, I hosted a pancake breakfast for District 6, in which I had the opportunity to introduce Councilwoman Higgins to a number of her brand new residents of her what will be her newly formed district. So she, I think she had some fun talking to those folks. You got to stop teasing them, though, because they vote. There's an inside joke. The YMCA, over which will now be Alex's district. You know, I have no district left. This is silly. Alex, I went to your district, or what will be your district.
This is here reports on meetings, not wine.
Yeah, this is whining,
too. It's not on the agenda.
No, it's whining, too.
It's not on the agenda.
Oh, jeez. The YMCA celebrated their second anniversary. YMCA is integrated within AT Still and the wellness facilities that are sprouting up there. Fantastic facility. And they celebrated their second year with a dinner, so I had a brief speech and mostly talked about my son and daughter who both work there. As a matter of fact, my son is a water safety instructor at the Y, and my daughter watches the children while their family members get to work out and do some healthy living. Also, a small point of personal privilege, I'd like to introduce Kevin Thompson from Southwest Gas is shadowing me today for Mesa Leadership Training and Development. Man, the camera's on you. You might as well wave. Say, okay, it's on me. Apparently, it's not gonna turn.
There you go.
Maybe one day they'll turn the camera around. The guy upstairs lost it. So Kevin is part of the Mesa Leadership Training and Development Program, and he's been shadowing me today. So, thank you,
Mr. Brady. Councilman Richens.
Last Thursday evening, I attended the Greater Phoenix Economic Council dinner with Mayor Smith, where Mayor Smith was honored with an award.
Was it a major award?
It was a major award, but unfortunately it was not a leg lamp from Christmas Story fame.
Yeah, that would have been
but
great.
It was a nice piece of slug of glass with some platitudes on it. But it was about regionalism.
Best I've ever heard it described.
Anyway, it was about regionalism and regional leadership, which has been one of the focus areas of the city, and he gave a great speech there, and just want to congratulate him on that leadership.
Thank you. Councilor Finter.
Hey, Mayor, just wanted to mention there was a passing overnight of unexpectedly and kind of a shock to everyone of Phil Childs, beloved individual, lives in District 2, the South Side, a Mesa businessman, and a great loss for, you know, the community down there, and our hearts go out to the family, but Phil Childs passed away, so.
Thank you. Mr. Brady.
Yes, just a reminder, we have a study session this Thursday at 7:30. There is
another IMESA Village meeting on the 19th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Power Square Mall, which is the same location as our Mesa Express Library. We have this Saturday is Make a Difference Day, Saturday, October 22nd. There'll be several volunteers who will be mobilizing to work on various service projects throughout the city, so we're thank them in advance and looking forward to getting a lot of things done this weekend. Also, this weekend, on the same day, we'll have a household hazardous waste collection event from 8 to noon at the East Mesa Service Center. And then there'll be a financial planning day. Well, it's a busy day. Also on October 22nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the main library. It's a free service for planning from certified financial planners. And also Saturday evening, after you've planned your future and thrown away your hazardous waste, you can come celebrate the park's 75th anniversary. We did a celebration earlier in the year at Pioneer Park. This one will be on Saturday, October 22nd from 6 to 9 at Red Mountain Park. So I invite everyone to come out, enjoy that free event.
Thank you. Okay. Motion to adjourn from Councilmember Higgins, second Vice Mayor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned and need to head upstairs. Thank you.